details of what, oh yes, who died to set me free. Hallelujah. Oh, he tells of his precious blood, the sin is paid. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love my Jesus.
Above all things, what you have done for us. Lord, we love you because you first loved us.
Thank you, Lord.
And you purchased even our salvation on Calvary tree. Amen. It wasn't easy, but yet because you first loved us, because of the love, oh, you did it for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Shall we bow down our heads as we for a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, truly, Lord, we thank you for the loving kindness, Lord, you have towards us, Lord. Father, even what you have done for us the week that has just passed, Lord. Father, you've kept your children safe. They are going out and coming in. You've sustained their homes. Oh, Lord, your grace has been always sufficient. And Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Father, even this morning, as you roused us from our slumbers to meet another day, the beginning of another week, Lord. Father, how thankful we are that, Lord, we have been quickened, Lord, to run to your house, Lord. Oh, to come and begin the week, Lord, in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Many mercies that you have accorded us from our various homes, far and near, Lord. Father, we say thank you. And even us, Lord, we have come. Lord, we've come with a real reverence, Lord, with obedience, with all humility. The Lord, oh, you have your own way with us, oh God. So, Lord, even as we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, even with our children upstairs, Lord, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take the word this morning and teach us, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we surrender all into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you as you are still standing. We thank God we are back again. Then we are still on that subject, the faith seed of Abraham, the spiritual seed of Abraham. Amen. So we shall read our scripture once again from Galatians 4, reading from verse 22 to 26. The faith seed of Abraham, the spiritual seed. Amen. Galatians 4:22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which generates to bondage, which is Agar. Amen. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, so we see three things here. Agar, Jerusalem, which is now in bondage with her children, and then another Jerusalem, which is above. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you for your word, O God, as we sit at your feet now. Lord, let the Holy Spirit now sweep over us and bring, Lord, the revelation that thereof, Lord, because it takes only the Holy Spirit to break the word, O God. So we surrender all to you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you. Yeah, we are still on that subject, the faith seed of Abraham. And last week, as we all heard, almost every Christian claims to be the seed of Abraham. And we found out that also that even the Jews, they also claim to be the seed of Abraham when they told Jesus that we be the seed of Abraham and we never be in bondage to any man. You see, so we the Christians, we claim to be the seed of Abraham. The Jews claim to be the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. So we are trying to find our place. Amen. When it comes to Abraham's seed, we want to find our place. Because it's needful, my brother, it's needful that you and me to know our place. Because it makes you to live according to what? The life that it takes to be that Abraham's seed. Amen. And Peter said, if you know all these things, it makes you neither barren nor unfruitful. Amen. Amen. So, the prophet said, Abraham had two sons by two different women, Sarah and Hagar. He said, but throughout the scriptures, God is represented never in twos, but in threes. Amen. He said, always in threes, God is perfected. So, if God is perfected in three, then there must be the perfection of what? Abraham's seed also. Praise the Lord. There must be a third son. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet gave examples to prove that God is perfected in three. He talked about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, which is the perfection of what? The Godhead. Praise the Lord. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is the perfection of what? Of the Godhead. Amen. And then he spoke of the perfection of the steps of grace to the church. The perfection of the steps of grace to the church, which also is justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that also consists of what? The new birth. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, God is perfected in what? The Godhead. And then justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that also consists in the the new birth. Amen. Then he gave another example in 1 John 5, verses 7 and 8, where it's written that there are three that bear record in heaven. Amen. The Father, the Word, which is the Son, is the same as the Son. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And he said, these three are one. Amen. And then verse 8, he said, there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen. So there was a question that came up in my house, and that this John 5, 7, and 8, if I could explain it a little further. Praise the Lord. And it's not me, it's through the prophet that we understand this word of God. So I discuss it with my wife, and I felt it later that, well, probably I will share with the church this morning before we continue with the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. So let's look at 1 John 5, 7, and 8. It said, there are three that bear record in heaven. Father, the Word, which also is the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Amen. So let's go to the prophet, what the prophet said. In the message book, The Evening Messenger, 1963, the prophet said, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. They are one. He said, now listen closely. He said, you can't have the Father without the Son. You can't have the Father without the Son. And you can't have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. They are one. Amen. You know, one time, Jesus speaking to his disciples, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Amen. And then he went on to say, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Oh, John 14, verse 6 and 7. John 14. said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. Amen. And so, we are trying to now see that, find out that truly the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are what? They are one. So Jesus himself speaking here, said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then verse 7, he said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Praise the Lord. You see, the disciples themselves, they were confused all the time when Jesus speak, when he would speak and talk about the Father, Father, Father. You see, they always get confused. So Philip asked Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. Now, this Father you've been talking about all the time, today, show us the Father. Praise the Lord. Because, you see, within themselves, they knew that there is only one God. But Jesus keeps on saying, my Father, so today you show us the Father. And then Jesus answered and said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest then thou then, show us the Father? Praise the Lord. So this is the answer to it. Jesus is the same Father. The Father is in me and I in the Father. Praise the Lord. So the prophet trying to what? Let us know what actually it means that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are one. One self, same person. You may ask, what about the Holy Ghost? If you remember, when Joseph found out that the young lady that has been espoused to him had already been heavy, she was heavy with what? With a child. So Joseph had wanted to what? Wanted to put her away separately, privately. Praise the Lord. Then in a dream, an angel spoke to Joseph. That's Matthew 1:20, I think so. Spoke with Joseph and said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, you see, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. What she has conceived is by what? By the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So Jesus, still here, we see him as what? The Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. What is in her is by what? Is by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet trying to let us know that truly the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, they are one. Praise the Lord. The same self-peace person. Praise the Lord. So, let's look at verse 8 of John 5. Where it says, there are three that bear witness in the earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And he said, these three agree in one. The first one, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they are one. But here, the spirit, water, and the blood, praise the Lord, they agree in one. So in the message book, The Mark of the Beast, 1961, here also the prophet said, the prophet brought us, he started us with what? The natural birth. So he said, when a baby comes forth, what was the first thing in natural life? What's the first thing? He said, water breaks. Amen. What's next? Blood comes. What's next? Life comes. Praise the Lord. That's the natural birth. Amen. When a woman is bringing forth. So, typing now this natural birth into the spiritual, bringing the whole thing into the spiritual. You remember when Jesus was on the cross? Amen. At the point of death, when the Roman soldiers wanted to really know that he was dead, they pierced his side with a spear. Praise the Lord. And out of the body of Jesus Christ came what? Water. And then blood. Praise the Lord. You may ask, what about the spirit? Let's look at Luke 23:46. Luke 23:46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Praise the Lord. So when you go before the 46, it was where the water and the blood came out. And after that, Jesus cried with a loud voice. He said, Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit. So three things came out from Jesus before he died. Praise the Lord. His spirit went out. Water came out. Blood came out. His spirit went out. So now we are talking up. We are coming to the spiritual realm now. Praise the Lord. And so these three elements, water, blood, and spirit, in the spiritual also constitutes what? A new birth. Amen. The prophet said, for us, the whole said these three elements came out from Jesus, and for you and me to enter into Jesus, we had to what? Go by the same water, blood, and spirit. Amen. Because we got to be in Christ. So we got to go through that same. And that's what is typed in justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the prophet said, water, that's justification by faith, believing on God, receiving him as your personal savior, and being baptized. That's justification. Amen. That's the water. And then the blood. It said second is sanctification of the spirit. That God cleanses the spirit from all elements of the world and the desire of the world. Amen. I think we all remember we sing that song, what can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood. Praise the Lord. Nothing but the blood. So, water, justification, the blood, sanctification, washing away what? Every sin, cleansing you from every sin. Praise the Lord. And then, he said, and then the Holy Spirit comes in and gives what? A new birth. And fills up that sanctified vessel. Amen. So the natural birth, the same, and then the spiritual new birth follows that same. So now, let's look at something here. Very, very important before our time runs up. Now, in verse 7, as our scripture that we read from 1 John 5, 7 and 8, you could see that in verse 7, the prophet said, as these three are one, and he said, you can't have the Father without having the Son. And you can't have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because these three are one. But now, coming to verse 8, it said, but the three which bear witness in earth, the water, the blood, and the spirit, they agree in one. They are not one. They agree in one. They are not one, but they agree in one. Now, the difference here is that he said, you can be justified without being sanctified. My brother is serious. Listen to it closely, you see. Digest it, because it's very serious. He said, you can be justified without being sanctified. You can be sanctified without having the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So you could see, verse 7, you can't have the Son without what? The Father. You can't have the Father without the Holy Ghost, because they are one. But here, it is what? It's different. You can have this without that. You can have this without that. And now, my brother, you could see that this is where we, myself and you, we are the ones bearing witness on earth. And then we must be steadfast, my brother, and give all diligence to make our calling and election sure. Amen. Because the prophet said in the third seal, he said, now listen closely again. He said, you can be sanctified without being justified. Serious. Amen. You can be sanctified without being justified. And you can be justified without being sanctified. And you can be sanctified without receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. So let us be diligent in our calling and election. Amen. The prophet said, it's exactly, you see, he's giving an example. The disciples were sanctified and given power to cast out devils, and but still didn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the manifestation of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. He said the disciples were given what? Were given power to cast out devils and still didn't have the Holy Ghost. See? Sure, they had to go up to Pentecost and wait till the Holy Ghost had come. Amen. Then he gave an example of Judas. Judas was amongst them. When they went out healing and casting out demons and everything, Judas was one of them. Amen. So what the prophet is saying here is very true, praise the Lord, that you can be what? You can be sanctified without receiving the Holy Ghost. See, said Judas showed his colors. See how that spirit worked its way through justification and sanctification. See, the prophet is wondering how that spirit that was in Judas was able to work through justification and sanctification. Praise the Lord. But when it came to the end, he showed his color. Amen. So, brethren, we are the one bearing witness here. Praise the Lord. We are not infinite like our God. Praise the Lord. But we can be like him. Praise the Lord. If we give diligence, all diligence, to make our calling and election sure, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then we can be like him, because it is that time that he comes and live in you. And it's no more you, but he doing his work through you. Amen. So that explains how the scripture was questioned, and I believe it's clear now. First John 5:7-8. The difference between the verse 7 and verse 8. The first one, they are all one. But the second one, you can have this, but you don't have that. But we believe that we have all. So we are like him this morning. How many believe that? Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we stand as we commit the day into the hands of the Lord? Lord, we thank you that you have made us to be like you. And today we know that you are living in us. Praise the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that through your prophet, Lord, oh, the Holy Spirit, Lord, overshadowing your word, oh God, oh, had made things so clear unto us, for us to be able to live according to Lord Jesus, the way how you have made us, oh God. So, Father, we thank you as now the day, the service starts, oh God. We want to commit Lord Jesus, our song leader, and the musicians, Lord, into your hands as they come. Father, we know this morning, oh, it is cold out there, but within us, oh Lord, we feel so hot to worship you, Lord, to lift up your name and to give you all the glory, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit our worship and our praises all into your hands. The Lord, an atmosphere will be created in a way that, oh Lord, we will be lost in that atmosphere. Oh, that, Lord, we will be prepared to hear your word that you have for us, Lord, today. Even as, Lord, we commit to your servant, Lord, still waiting on you, God, seeking from you, oh, heavenly visions, Lord. Father, we pray that we overshadow him, oh God, and knowing the needs of your people this morning, Father, meet each and every one at the point of their needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let your word sweep over us with power. Oh, backed by the Holy Spirit this morning. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren.